What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. And today we're talking about how to be close to God. This is episode 42, how to be close to God, what it looks like, what it doesn't look like, and why people fall for signs and wonders and other visitations in carnival churches. So the last part I just said here, you know, why people fall for signs and wonders and seek after visitations in carnival churches. The reason why is because they think that is being close to God. Okay, so last time we talked about holy laughter. We talked about the gift of tongues and prophecy. And when I mention carnival churches, I'm including some of those things. Holy laughter. Spiritual orgasms going on every Sunday at church. People being slain in spirit. False prophecies and false deliverances. All of this stuff is what I consider a carnival church. And so people are in there and they're gravitating towards all this because they think that this is being close to God. They look in scripture and they see Moses and prophets like Elijah have these experiences. And so they think this is what it means to be close to God, but it's not. And I'm going to show you in scripture why. So if you want to be close to God, it's basically boils down to faith and obedience. It's as simple as that. Next thing you're going to say, well, I need assurance. I need to feel, how does it feel to be close to God? We're going to talk about that. But first, let me just talk about faith and obedience. Here's a few scriptures here. This is in John chapter 14. I'm coming out of CEV version because I'm reading out of my book on faith, which is The Misunderstanding of Faith. It's on my website. So I'm just kind of going through scriptures that I posted in here. And at the time, I was posting scriptures from the CEV version or the Contemporary English version. So I'll be reading from that version for these particular passages. This is John chapter 14, verses 15. It says, Jesus said to his disciples, if you love me, you will do as I command. This is verse 21. It says, if you love me, you will do what I have said, and my Father will love you. I will also love you and show you what I am like. Here's verses 23 through 24. It says, Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, they will obey me. Then my Father will love them, and we will come to them and live in them. You can't get no closer than that. But anyone who doesn't love me won't obey me. What they have heard me say doesn't come from me, but from my Father who sent me. All right? You want to be close to God? Obey him. Simple as that. All right, here's some more scriptures about obedience. Matthew 7:21, it says, not everyone who calls me Lord will get into the kingdom of heaven. Only the ones who obey my Father in heaven will get in. Here's another one. Luke 8:21. Obedient people are considered God's family. Jesus answered, My mother and my brothers are those people who hear and obey God's message. Here's another one. Obedient people are heard by God when they pray. It says, we know that God listens only to people who love and obey him. God doesn't listen to sinners. So those are just examples of God showing you how to be close to him. Obedience. So how does it feel to be close to God? We all want to feel assurance. We all want to feel like God is with us. For most people, this is not enough because they just, okay, I'm going to obey and then that's it. God is close. I'm close to God because of that. Naturally, we want to feel like he's with us. And I get that. And so that's what I'm going to talk about next. Actually, I'm just going to read a email response to somebody who asked that question about being close to God. So this was my response. Your understanding of being close to God is somewhat correct. There is an inner peace and a joyous covering, as you put it, but it's not necessarily an audible voice as experienced with Moses and Old Testament leaders. I will explain why later. Here's what I discovered closeness with God looks like and feels like after 15 years of experience. It includes the inner peace, the joy, and all the rest of the fruit of the Spirit, as we've seen in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. But it also includes tribulation and trials, persecution for your faith, the testing of your faith, and all the latter is what we call growing pains. So being close to God is not always feels good because we're on this earth. This is a time allotted. It's to be transformed. We're being made into the image of Christ. There are things that he's working in us so that we can be with him for all eternity. So there's going to be growing pains. There's going to be stuff he's allowing us to go through, tribulation and trials. That is what closeness with God looks like. But it also includes this joyous peace and covering as well. In all these seemingly negative experiences and feelings remains a knowing that God is close by. You know you are protected despite what things look like or feel like, and that's what gives you peace. As children of God under the new covenant, we've been given the Holy Spirit, and we are to worship in spirit and truth. That's in John chapter 4, verses 24. Worshiping in spirit doesn't include emotions or five senses. It's simply a mental understanding. Can you say this results in a feeling of security and peace? Yes, but this feeling is rooted in the accepted truth of our minds. So as I said before, you know, we worship in spirit and truth. God is a spirit. We're spirit. We talk to God from spirit to spirit. Our mind is a spirit. So that the connection and communication is through that. So you're not going to feel anything in your room necessarily. You're not going to hear an audible voice. You're not going to see angels popping up and, you know, things like that. I'm saying that you shouldn't expect that. You shouldn't seek for a visitation from God where he pops up in your room every night. Those things you shouldn't seek after. And I'm going to talk about that later. It's not to say that he doesn't do those things. He doesn't speak through visions. He still speaks through visions. He's, you know, he does send angels. We know this. He still does this. But being his children, he works with us spirit to spirit, his spirit to our spirit. And that's usually hearing thoughts in our minds, reading scripture, and having an understanding that this scripture is speaking directly to me. That's how it works. Okay. Let me go on and continue reading what I said to this reader. I've had times when I wanted my emotions and physical surroundings stimulated in order to feel like God was there. This is me talking. To make me feel secure. But he corrected me and told me that he is spirit. All right. So I, like many of you all, went to God and said, I want to feel you. I want you to be in the room. I want to see something. I want to, because I feel alone. I'm by myself, you know. And it boils down to you believing his word and trusting it. And that is what brings you comfort. And once you have that faith embedded in your soul, you won't feel like he's not there, because the truth of his word is already in your soul. And you'll be like, man, God is all around. Even though your circumstances are messed up, he's still there. All right. Let me continue on reading. I learned that he's not going to make us feel some kind of way. We have to believe that he's there because he said so. This means we're most likely not going to hear an audible voice or see an angel. People who seek for such things today often get the devil instead. But this isn't to say that God doesn't still speak audibly, deliver messages through angels, or provide visions. The reason why you felt closer to God early on may have been because he does that to all his infant children. When the mother has a newborn, that child spends a lot of close time with their mother. The baby sleeps in the same bed as the parents. When the baby grows older, they're put in the crib and then their own room. As the child matures, they move farther and farther away from the parents. Yet the parents are still there for them. The child has to understand this and learn to adapt to it. The parents are still there. The parents are still close, just not in proximity. It's the same thing with God. We start off close to him as far as we kind of feel something. He has to work with our flesh a little bit because we're brand new to this. We just got born again. We don't understand quite that he's spiritual, and everything he's going to do from that point on is going to be spiritual. So he coddles us a little bit. You know, we wake up and we sense something in the room, or we sense him. We feel some kind of way, but that isn't always there as we get older. Yet there's a knowing that's supposed to take over and say, I already know he's there, even though I don't feel any kind of way. And he did that to increase your faith early on. He gave you those experiences to increase your faith, to let you know. But are you going to believe now that you don't feel anything? That's the question. And you have to. You know, we walk by faith, not by sight. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So let me continue on reading this letter. It's the same with God. As you get older, you don't emotionally feel that closeness you needed early on because you've grown older now. Yet God still loves you very much and is still close to you. We needed that feeling of closeness early on for the same reason the Old Testament prophets had to hear and see manifestations of God. They were weak in faith and didn't have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them. Today, the children of God have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them. One fruit of the Spirit is faith, and God says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And we walk by faith, not by sight. That is, we don't follow God by what we see and how we feel. Okay, you look up 2 Corinthians 5:7 for that. So the disconnect may be because you weren't taught that you're growing older and you're no longer in your parents' bed. God expects you to believe he's close despite your emotions or physical circumstances. So the remedy to your problem is to believe God when he says that faith is what pleases him, and understand that faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. That's in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1. You're growing up and your faith is being strengthened. You can either believe God's word or seek to cling to physical things or emotional stimuli that make you feel like he's there, which will only destroy you eventually. If you want to hear and feel God today, continue to study his words in the Bible and believe him. I guarantee your acceptance of God's truth will make you feel closer to him. So that's the end of that letter I responded to. And she got it, you know. She responded with, you know, I got a five-year-old or whatever. And it's the same thing. She understands how the children and the parent dynamic and all of that. So that's what closeness feels like, God. Okay? It's a spiritual thing. It's not a physical thing. All right? So that's what I want to get across. So the next thing I want to deal with is just why he does it this way. And just go over some more scriptures. I just read a few of them, but there are people out there, so-called pastors, telling people you should seek after a visitation from Jesus Christ. You know, you can have an experience, and he's promoting that. And the reason why people gravitate toward it, like I said before, is because they want to feel close to God. They think this is what being close to God looks like. They also are living in their flesh. As many of them now have not been born again. And if they are born again, the flesh is activated to the point that it wants to feel something from God. And God is not operating like that. He's not interfacing with his people like that. But yet they want him to interact with them like that. And so here comes a pastor validating how they feel and saying, you can have that experience. And I'm saying, telling you, that ain't of God. God wants to interact with you the way he wants to. Okay? And as we get older, he's going to work with us spirit to spirit, mind to mind. He's not going to have the room feeling like somebody's there and all of that stuff, where you emotionally feel like there's something in the room and stuff. He's not going to do that. So let me just show you some scriptures here. This is from the King James Version here. And let me just say this. Jesus appeared to Paul after he died and rose again. Okay, so he does appear to people. There's many examples of Muslims who did not believe in Christ, have a vision or a dream. One guy was in a jail cell, and Jesus appeared to him in the jail cell and told him the gospel, and he believed and then got saved. Jesus does this stuff, but we ought not seek after visitations. We ought not seek after signs and wonders to feel close to God, because you're going to end up getting something in his place, all right? I'm just telling you for your own safety. If God says he wants to talk to you one way, accept it that way. Okay, and I say primarily it's through the spirit, through the spiritual. So let me show you what Jesus said about people who need to hear and feel something from him. This is in John chapter 20, verses 29 through 31. This is after Jesus rose again, and Doubting Thomas, I think they would call him. He didn't believe Jesus was really there until he handled him and said, okay, you the real deal. So Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So he's saying the people who haven't seen Christ, they're more blessed than those who have. Just believing that Jesus is there, despite you having to have a visitation from him in your room. Okay? And it goes on to say, and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Okay, here's another one. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 4. It says, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Those who've been justified, as we explained in the last series, what justification is, they live by faith. Here's another verse, 2 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So he's saying it's not about these five senses. He's not trying to deal with you on this physical level. You know, he's dealing with you on a spiritual level. So don't seek after a visitation. Don't continue to think that because you go to a church where it's all this carnival activity going on with how holy laughter and spiritual orgasms and unknown tongues being spit out without interpretation and people being slain in the spirit and false prophecies and false deliverances. You thinking that's all close to God. God ain't with none of that. He want to deal with you in spirit and in truth. And if you want to be close to God, as we said at the beginning of this talk, obey him, have faith in him. That's what makes you close to God. He said he will live in you, him and the Father. You can't get no closer than that. But see, people want to have a physical thing going on because they're living in their flesh. God is not supporting that. All right, let me continue on. Here's in Matthew 12:38-39. It says, then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and they shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. So he's saying here a bunch of Pharisees coming to him talking about, won't you do some tricks and show us who you really are, and then we'll believe. God said, I don't work like that. You believe me, and I'll give you the evidence later. That's how God worked. Believe me first. But he's saying here, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. So if you're always trying to seek after something to help your faith grow, God is saying, blessed are those who believe and don't see. Blessed are those who don't need a manifestation of Christ in their room. Blessed are those who ain't in need of this experience from God at some local church. You see, he wants you to believe by faith. Just obey me, believe my word, and follow it. Okay? Once again, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. In other words, you believe first, and then after you believe in God, the evidence appears. Okay, and this has happened to me multiple times. I just believe God first, and then I see the evidence later. Okay, so that's how he operates. He don't like when people come to him talking about, do something for me, and then I'll believe. Now, he may do that for a sinner who obviously is in the flesh. They can't deal with him on a spiritual level. But once you are born again and you have the Holy Spirit in you, God ain't dealing with you like that no more. Okay? As you grow and mature, as time goes on, you better have faith in him. You better grow in your faith. And the thing is that he would have and will show you all these different circumstances to show you that he's faithful, that he is, that you can put your faith in. God has done so much for my wife and I. Okay, we can look back this experience, that experience, this experience, and just build our faith off of that. So he's going to give you evidence, but you have to believe first. It's about believing first, accepting what he said first. That's the only way you can start a relationship with him. That's the only way you can grow with him. Faith, which leads to obedience. All right. Let me read that scripture again. John 4:23-24. It says, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Worship is obedience. It's doing what God says. Okay, it's not singing a song on Sunday. That's not worship. That's praise. Worship is doing what God says. When they say they worship the devil, they just doing what the devil say. So the same thing with God. If you worship in God, you do what God say. So if he's saying you must worship in spirit, that's how he want to interact with you. You want to obey God in the spirit. Interact with him in the spirit. Have a relationship with him in the spirit. That means you're not going to have your room. You know, I remember this girl telling me, you know, she go to sleep and she feel God holding her at night. You know, and I said, yeah, I want that experience. Yeah, that makes you feel like you're comforted. But after thinking about it and looking at her own lifestyle at the time, she was fornicating. She was, you know, see all kind of stuff. I'm like, you really, God is close to you like that, yet you still practicing sin? And I don't think that was God holding you at night. I think that might have been the spirit of incubus or succubus or one of them things or whatever that was. But there wasn't no God doing that. Now, she wanted to attribute it to him, but I don't believe it was. God ain't doing his physical stuff, y'all. All right, so let's drop that. It's not to say that he don't, but he don't seek after it and don't think that this is what it means to be close to God. That's all I'm trying to get communicated to you here. So let me just go on and just show you what's going to happen in the latter days. And this is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9. And this is what happens if you continue to seek after these signs and these comforts. Because that's what you want. You want to feel comforted because you're living in your flesh, really. I live in my flesh. I want God to deal with me in my flesh. God says, I'm in spirit. I deal with you. I know, no, God. You're going to deal with me in my flesh. That's what you're telling God. He ain't dealing with you. So if you continue to insist that he deal with you on a physical, this is what you're going to get. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9. It says, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie. So in latter days, there's going to be a lot of deception, and they're going to be performing signs and wonders. You're going to believe it. The enemy is going to give you a counterfeit. Okay? It'll be some demon spirit or a fallen angel or whatever showing up in your room. And you'll be like, oh, Jesus, you come to see me again. And he'll end up leading you astray. That's what's going to happen. Okay? So you interface with God the way he said he want to talk to you. Don't do it your way. Don't say, I demand that God deal with me on the physical plane. Stop believing these pastors who say that this is how it is to be close to God. With all this angel dust going on and finding feathers and diamonds and holy laughter and spiritual orgasms and all this carnival activity going on at church. That is not of God. That's not how to be close to God. It's clear in scripture, faith that leads to obedience. That's how you get close to God. Just keep doing what he say. And you'll get a mental understanding that he's close by. He said he'll live in you. Here's what Jesus continues on to say about the future. Matthew 24:24 says, for there shall rise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So there's going to be people dropping all kinds of signs and wonders and stuff. And if it were possible, that's how deceptive it's going to be. It could even deceive the very elect, but it's not, it says here. The elect won't be deceived, but if it were possible, because of the level of deception, they could even be deceived. So if this is what you seek after to feel like you're close to God, you're going to be deceived. You're going to get wrapped up in this, and you don't want to go out like that, all right? Hopefully you are the elect and God catches you. Of course, you won't be deceived, but if you are somebody who is religious and you might not be born again, and you're chasing after signs and wonders, thinking that you are close to God, you will be wrapped up in this bunch. When somebody, some false prophet drops some fire from heaven, you're going to be like, oh my God, that's the Lord. And I'm like, the devil can do that. See, I judge people by the spirit and by what they believe and teach and whether or not they have the characteristics of Christ. You got to judge by that, not by the power and the theatrics that they're putting on. You see, a lot of people get caught up. Oh, he did this last Sunday. I don't care what he did. I don't care if he split the Red Sea. I don't care if he walked on water. I don't care if he teleported and called down fire from heaven. I don't care. Look at his character. Look at what he's teaching and judge and ask the Spirit of God. Is this person of God or not? Don't be deceived, y'all. So this is how you get close to God. Have faith and obey him. He'll take you right on in. You'll get closer and closer the more you obey and have faith. All right. What it looks like is the fruit of the Spirit being manifest in your life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all of that. Because the more you interface with him, the more of him will be in you and it will be expressed. So you're going to grow. There's also going to be trials and tribulations and testing of your faith. All right. That's what's going to happen because your relationship with Christ is about transformation. All right. So there's going to be pain, growing pains. So that's part of being close to God. What it doesn't look like is all this stuff I was talking about earlier. Holy laughter, false deliverances, and all this weird stuff and emotional stuff going on at church. Okay, that's not being close to God. Hearing the voice every day and following the voice every day is not necessarily being close to God. You don't know if that's God or Satan. Come on. He's saying he wants to talk to you in spirit and in truth. Spirit is not in the emotional spectrum, in the physical spectrum. It's in the spiritual spectrum. Your mind is spirit. He's going to talk to your mind. When you study scripture, you're going to hear back from God. When you pray, you're going to hear back from God in your mind, usually. We also talked about other instances, you know, hearing from other people and this and that nature about hearing from God. But ultimately, he's speaking spirit to spirit. If you want to be close to God, continue to obey him. Don't get caught up in your flesh. Don't let your flesh dictate how you're going to interface with God. That's what's wrong with these people. They're saying, no, I live in my flesh. I need to feel a spiritual orgasm every Sunday from God, which is really a spirit of Kundalini doing that to you. Okay? You need to see all this weird stuff happen at church every Sunday. You need to have the room filled with some kind of a presence that stimulates your emotions. You're saying, I'm not going to talk to God the way he wants to talk to me. I don't want to get close to God the way he wants to be close to me. Okay? And God's not going to bow to you. So you're going to get some counterfeit. You're not going to get God. So what you're dealing with in most of these churches today, that's not God. That's not God. So, and I'm going to say this about the holy laughter, because everybody says this to me when I tell them that it's wrong. They say, I don't know no Kundalini spirit. I didn't went down to no witch doctor. I don't practice witchcraft. So how you saying I got this? I say, look, all you got to do to get a false spirit is to be in your flesh and to be ignorant. And if you want to go after God and say, being close to God is through this particular phenomenon, then you're going to get something else. First, he's going to warn you, like he's warning you now from me. But if you don't want to hear me, which is the voice of God coming through me, then he's going to let you have what you want. The bottom line is, this is how we get close to God. We obey God. We have faith in him. That's how it works. That's all I got to say for today. Walk in the Spirit and you'll be blessed. If you're not born again, read the gospel and be born again. We'll be right back.